When an idea lives far beyond its birthplace, it transforms into something legendary. Here we call this the Chief's Kingdom, the expanse of those that define the Chief's spirit. Anchored smack dab in the middle of the United States, this kingdom has no earthly boundaries. From its Midwestern roots, it grows. It covers plains and deserts, rolls over seas and mountains, and rushes right into our hearts. It spans generations, races, creeds, until it finally touches the rugged landscape of our hopes and dreams. This kingdom was not built on stone or mortar, no. It was modeled on the stories of sport and valor. And each year, new chapters are etched into this never-ending saga. And although there is one special place called home, wherever you hear the thunder of red and gold, wherever a hero is remembered, or another one born, wherever the will of people give life to the game, welcome, neighbor. You're in the Chief's Kingdom.
Well, he was a bricklayer contractor. He didn't really have a favorite team. But one game in particular, I think it was the Miami game against the Chiefs, the Christmas game, I watched it with him. The Chiefs lost that game, but I remembered their helmets, and it stuck with me. I fell in love with the helmet, and that was basically it from that point on. The following year came, I just remember I want to see that red helmet again.
In the longest pro football game ever played, Miami had defeated Kansas City 27-24. But this could not tarnish the glory of a season of triumph.
The history of Philadelphia, like the history of any great city, is written in stone for anyone to read.
In a town that was once the nation's capital, history and tradition run deep. That tradition carries over and is tangible when it comes to the city's beloved football team. Names like Bednarik, Berge, Jaworski, and White are spoken with reverence and respect, and the vast majority of Philadelphia bleeds green.
The streets of Philadelphia.
But deep in the heart of South Philly, a pocket of fans have found that their blood runs red. And that red ain't for the hometown Phillies, but for the Chief's Kingdom.
Well, the bar opened up in 74, the bar, and he passed away in 83.
Well, I started out hanging out with Big Charlie's back in the early 80s. Ironically enough, after being there for a couple of weeks, Paul's father, Charlie, gave me a job opportunity to be a bartender there. I worked there for, probably about 6 or 7 years. And then as time went by and years went by and, Paul redid the bar and made it specifically for Chiefs and for Chiefs only. Back in the day, we started watching the game in the early 80s back at his house. He had the satellite put in at the bar. Just used to have a pool table back here and a TV. And we used to sit around the pool table watching the games. One of my days was Sunday, so when I became a Chiefs fan, it was a little difficult working and watching the Chiefs at the same time. So I had to give up the job so I could watch the games.
Well, approximately 15 years ago, I was not a Chiefs fan. I went in on a Sunday to watch a game, and everybody, Paul, everybody, hello, hello. And in South Philly, at least in our bar, most of South Philly, if somebody sends you a drink or buys you a drink, they put a cup up. And I got a cup after cup after cup. I said, this is a pretty nice place. I went to the bathroom. I had 10 drinks sitting in front of me waiting, and Paul puts out food, and it's just a great time. And I got hooked real quick.
Years ago, we had a cop drive by one time. There was about 60 Chief fans. He looked at us and he said, what the? And the other guy just shook his head and just kept going. They were like us, but that was about 10 years ago. Now even the cops know, they know our deal.
Take it back. Do, 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 do. Take it back.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Take it back. Do, 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 take
it back. In our neighborhood, they're used to, they know who we are, and it's just that we don't get a double look anymore.
You're allowed to have whatever kind of team you follow, if you're staying in the front of the bar and you want to watch the games, that's well, you know, fine. But once you're in the back of the bar, it's Chiefs only. There's no deviating from it.
There's some guys who were Eagle fans. They came back here, and like I said, they never left. The next week, they had Chiefs stuff on, and that was it. And that's been, and they've been following us some 5 years, 8 years, 10 years. It went on like that, but that's, you know, a few guys are definitely converted.
Whether you're a new convert or a longtime patron of the bar, if you walk into Big Charlie's, you'll be walking into what seems like a regular bar. Until you notice that there's more than meets the eye.
I actually been told that it's like the Twilight Zone. Going in the bar, going in the back. People forget their problems. They forget work. They forget, you know, any money problems they might have. For 3 hours, we watch the games, and we just, you know, it's just different. It's like the Twilight Zone.
Marinovich has time, throws a pass. It's intercepted by Cherry. Angling to the sideline, 35-30. He's sacked by Derek Thomas.
Play fake by Montana. Wants to throw wide open.
Joe Valerio has a touchdown.
Throwing on a seam pattern. He's got Dante Hall. 35-30.
Hand off Holmes. Left
guard. Big hole. He dives. He's at the 30. McCluster could go. Flings a pass. It's intercepted on the left. Led by Barry. Down goes Rogers. Holly, his third sack in the game. Side Charles off tackle. He's at the 20. He's at the 30. They're not going to catch him. It's going to be touchdown, Kansas City.
You get invited to the back room. Like, you don't just go into the back room. You're invited.
You better make sure you're a Chief fan to get back here. There's a time where a Raiders guy went back there and tried to watch the game. We were playing the Raiders real nicely. He was told, yo, buddy, you got to get up to the front. And that was it. He didn't argue. And that was it. He seen the looks. Everybody turned around, knew he was a Raiders fan. And he was like, he looked like he knew he was in the wrong place.
If we think you're a nice enough individual, we'll take you to the back and show you what the back's like and then blow your mind a little bit.
They stop in once. They come in the back. If they come in the back, they don't leave. That's the bottom line. They don't leave.
Favorite part of the back room would have to be, naturally, game day, right at kickoff. The energy that's in there is unreal. It was a little tradition. When I became a Chiefs fan, they call it the last guy in. And the last guy, I'll explain that, is they're all sitting there now. They're already fired up pretty good for the game. So when you walk in, you get killed. You get wrecked. You get picked on. And I got picked on for quite a long time, but I'm not that guy no more because we got some new people. And I'm the first ones. Matter of fact, I invited a friend of mine to try to get him to be a Chiefs fan, and that's one of the main reasons. Took the heat off of me a little bit.
The patrons of Big Charlie's feel that this is a home away from home. Kansas City Chiefs fans feel the same about Arrowhead. It's only fitting that Big Charlie's has been christened its own nickname.
Arrowhead East fits perfect for what we are.
Somebody actually gave us that name. Somebody came in about 20 years ago. It was actually a guy that we really met that night. He called us Arrowhead East. He used the phrase, and after that, it just went from there. People made T-shirts with Arrowhead East on it, and that's how that came.
I see people every day, and they'll ask me about, you know, well, you're a Chiefs fan. Hey, yeah, you know them guys at Big Charlie's? I say, yeah, that's me. I mean, I am Big Charlie's. I'm with them guys. You know, you're talking to one of them.
Chiefs Kingdom is brought to you by Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Bud Light, the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. And the University of Kansas Hospital, the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs. In the early 1970s, the owner of a small Philadelphia establishment nestled in the heart of South Philly found a love for a team over 1,000 miles from his home. That team, like the patrons of Big Charlie's, reflects the blue-collar attitude and lifestyle of owner Paul Stakel.
And I'll say this, Rich. I think Kansas City right now, you know, just that feeling on lifting themselves up, Kansas City believes in themselves. I think they have a lifting, and I think they're going to be a tough, tough game for the Raiders.
Another word.
I grew up in South Philly,
the Italian Market area, which is only blocks from Big Charlie's.
Rural Italian family, rural Italian neighborhood.
Grew up in South Philly. near the Italian Market on 9th Street. Grew up in St. Nick's Parish.
Just a regular South Philly neighborhood.
Dinner was at 5 o'clock. We didn't eat until my dad came home. And when he came home, he got served first, and then we would eat.
Philadelphia changed a lot over the years, to be honest with you. It's a different town now than it was many years ago, but you wouldn't know that from our neighborhood because our neighborhood has been consistent.
I think what makes South Philly, obviously, is the people in it. The compassion, the love. I mean, if you hear through history, the city of brotherly love, and there is that.
You pretty much know where we, you know, right out of the gate where we come from. You know, we're up front, close and personal. We stay together through thick and thin.
We're different kind of people. We're not better than nobody. We're not saying we're worse. We're just different. And if you meet us, if you hang with us, it'll come out.
Some people would like, outside of our area, to stereotype certain things, you know, talking funny like Rocky and stuff like that. It's not all about that.
I love being a Philly. That's who I am. I'm a Philadelphian. A lot of rules and a lot of respect.
Respect. That's what Big Charlie's is all about. Respect is in the blood of the people in South Philly, and they respect Paul.
I love Paul like a brother, and that's by choice, not by blood. He's a genuine friend.
Paul's the type of guy, if you don't like him, you don't like anybody. There's nothing not to like about the guy.
He's a one-of-a-kind person. I mean, he brought this whole thing together as far as his personality. The reason why this Chiefs thing is what it is today is because he's magnetic. It's not really probably about so much about the Chiefs, but it's more about his personality and the kind of guy he is.
He makes you feel like you're his brother and part of the family, no matter where you are or who you're with.
So he draws the type of people in, and the passion that we show for the Chiefs is the same type of passion he has towards the people that are around him.
It's about friendship and loyalty, and he has that.
On a little corner in South Philadelphia sits Big Charlie's Saloon. Over 1,200 miles from the epicenter of the Chiefs' kingdom, this small neighborhood has developed a close relationship with the organization that it fell in love with over 40 years ago. Big Charlie's is filled with some of the most loyal Chiefs fans to have never set foot in Arrowhead Stadium, let alone Kansas City. So in 2003, with NFL Films cameras rolling, the Chiefs decided to go to them.
Hello.
This is Nick Vermeil.
Hey, Coach Vermeil, how you doing?
All right. Hey, I can't believe there are that many Kansas City fans in Philadelphia.
You could get rubbed out down here.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, we got another big surprise for you.
Okay.
Hey! Hi, John. How are you? How you doing?
I can't. Is it?
How are you?
Great.
Good. Nice to see you.
We may never pass this way again.
In Charlie's Bar, I don't think there is a separation between what is really real. You know, we're all people. We all do different things for different reasons and make livings in different ways and raise our families differently. But when you walk in Charlie's Bar, it's all about the Kansas City Chiefs. They treat everybody with great respect and admiration, just as they did me when I walked in there.
How you doing, Coach? It's my pleasure. My pleasure.
Plus, I had been in Philadelphia, the Philadelphia Eagles, and earned some respect by being there. And, you know, and that, I live there. I mean, and I have still have some loyal fans here, which I appreciate. The chief people there in this situation there, they almost make you feel like you're still part of the team. Coach, you are one of us. You know, you are one of us. You're not here and we're here. You're not in Kansas City and we're in Philadelphia. We're all here in Charlie's Bar and we're one family. We're emotionally tied together by Arrowhead and what goes on in the Kansas City Chief organization. They treated me with great respect and which I appreciated, just being treated like one of them, which was fun.
Since 1983, the walls of Big Charlie's have been adorned with images of pro football's best. You might say that this pocket in South Philly houses the most ardent fans of the Kansas City Chiefs. But one thing is certain. The players who have met this crew from Philadelphia have become lifetime fans of Big Charlie's.
Joe Valera's father came in the bar one time. He introduced himself. He said, you know, my son plays for the Chiefs. He sat down and he didn't leave us for 3 years.
The first time I walked into Big Charlie's, you know, I walked in here with my dad. And my dad said, Joey, you got to see this place. And we walk in and it looks like a typical South Philadelphia corner bar. And then it was almost like the door in the Batcave. You're in the secret sanctuary of Kansas City Chiefs East.
Rich Gannon's father came in. They didn't say nothing. They were at the end of the bar. Somebody came up to Anthony and said, that's the Gannons. That was it with them, too. And they had tickets to the Eagles game one time when they were playing the Chiefs. And he said, I'm not going to the game. You all go. I'm staying with these guys. And he sat next to us. He actually got ripped on the radio, too, the next day for being with us when he could have been watching his kid at the vet. So he actually got hammered a little bit for that. I met Duron Cherry's father at Veterans Stadium. He was a guard. He said, when you go to Kansas City, you look up my son.
I met these guys here in Kansas City, and the amazing thing was all these guys, you know, they jump on a plane and they come out to Arrowhead to watch a game. They're from Philadelphia, man. Come on. It's that Philly swag, man.
All the guys were coming up to us. Albert Lewis, Kevin Ross, Art Still was coming out of practice. We introduced ourselves. He said, you're from where? I said, we're from Philly. We're Chief fans. He said, Chief fans from Philly. We got to be talking. He tells me, I'll be back to pick you up in an hour. Where you at? Tell the guys, listen, Art Still's coming to pick us up. Hurry up. Get out of here, you nuts. Get out of here. An hour later, knock on the door. Let's go. We wind up going to his house, shop pool all night. It was nice.
We met Derek Thomas in Kansas City. He said, listen, if we ever had the opportunity to come to Philadelphia, you know, your bar is going to be the first stop. He came right off the plane, right from the airport, right to Big Charlie's. He spent the better part of 3 hours with us. He was autographing T-shirts and hats, and everybody around here was having a blast.
Now, take this. Philadelphia. We're in the heartland in Kansas City, and we got this crew in Philadelphia that I don't care what you say about them. Their heart and soul was with the Kansas City Chiefs, and they've always been that way.
I think when you follow a team like that and you see how much they give back, I think that's one of the first indications of what they give back. Like, we went to practice fields back in the day, and they were walking over to us and having conversation with us like we were their neighbors. You know, in Philadelphia, or I think in any big city, you go to a football practice, and you're just treated like a fan. I don't feel like we were fans. I think we're a part of a family. And I think we feel like we're a part of the Chiefs family. And no matter how many people came and went, whether we liked them or not, we're still dedicated to the Chiefs, you know? And if you're not with the Chiefs, then you're somewhere else.
Chiefs Kingdom is brought to you by Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Bud Light, the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. And the University of Kansas Hospital, the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs. The Chiefs Kingdom is a symphony of moments, images, connections, and each snapshot tells a story of her adventure. Every year, over 1 billion vacationers travel to countless destinations around the world. But often overlooked is the experience they can find in the heartland of America, particularly Kansas City. And that experience is exactly what the crew from South Philly considers a dream vacation.
You definitely feel like you're out of your element a little bit, not seeing the row homes in the big area, but you feel right at home.
I've been to quite a few places around the world, and Kansas City was one of the nicest places I've ever been. I love it there. The people are so friendly. You know, they'll hold the door for you while you're walking in. Where in other areas, they'll shut a door on you when you're walking in.
Kansas City was insane. Just going into stores, I remember going into supermarkets in Kansas City where they had like Coca-Cola cans shaped like an arrowhead. I mean, I went nuts. I must have spent about $1,000 in memorabilia in a supermarket.
I was treated like a king there. I've been to a tailgate. They weren't just offering you a hot dog. They were offering you anything you wanted. Steak, ribs, have a beer, get another, you know.
It was a little strange coming from the East Coast, going into the Midwest and seeing that hospitality. So it was nice to see that there was other people that had the same type of passion that we did. And you know, it's just a little crazier because we're in Philadelphia and we have this passion for Kansas City.
I'd rather go there than any place.
On the next Chiefs Kingdom.
Joe Delaney would have been the sort of running back we remember forever.
He had a gift. His speed, his ability, his power, his talent.
There was an intensity about how he played.
Touchdown! An 82-yard run by Joe Delaney!
It's just such an empty space he leaves.
Toss power trap.